Poor Taste for another episode. This is Sean, and I'm here with Eric in the basement once again. J-Pro is looking on in disgust. How's it going, Eric?
Pretty good. Not sure what happened there.
No?
Because I was sleeping, and all of a sudden I woke up here in front of a microphone.
Yeah, well, right before
with a crotch cumber in my hand.
You're always late, so before I left, I just hit you with a tranquilizing
very
dart.
Very strong sedative.
Yeah, it's a tranquilizing darted you.
Like, as much as Keith Moon would have taken before a rock show?
Yeah, it was elephant strength, or Keith Moon strength was just one notch above
Keith
that.
Moon. You know, when they died, they extracted all of the tranquilizers that was in his body, and now they sell it on the black market?
I did know that. That's where I get all mine.
It's like $300 a vial.
I know. I should be telling you this because you had it coursing through your veins moments ago.
Oh, that was that Keith Moon
stuff. So soon you forget, and that's because of the effects of the tranquilizer. So.
That shit. Well, at least I can drum really well right now.
Yeah. That's a temporary effect, though. So. That is awesome drumming. That's super serious. Holy crap. That cymbal work is amazing. The cymbal work is just unparalleled. Fantastic.
And then I could be like, yeah!
This is comedy gold. So what's going on? We're here. We're back in the studio again. This is the quickest time between...
We're turning them out.
Our refractory period is...
Refractoring?
Easy for me to say.
Riff-raffering?
Our riff-raffery period is...
We're here at the podcast plant. We're pumping about at least two a week.
Two a week, three a week, 4 a week. Ladies and gentlemen, we never stop.
No, it's going to become a full-time thing. We're going to podcast while we're at work.
While Eric was sleeping on the floor here for 4 days, I was doing nothing but barbiturates and amphetamine.
And that Keith Moon shit.
I just said that.
Oh.
Barbiturates and amphetamines.
Okay. Well, I thought you were talking about like barbarians.
Oh, yeah. Clearly.
Mm-hmm. I'm kidding, people.
That's a throwback to our conversation about He-Man a couple weeks ago.
It was.
And
She-Ra.
All right, didn't sound good the first time. Doesn't sound good this time.
I've been practicing.
Yeah, it doesn't. In your sleep? In your dreams?
No.
Dream practice.
My nightmares.
Yeah, your dreams are my nightmares.
Mm-hmm. So, speaking of that, it was my brother's birthday on Friday the 13th.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
That's fitting.
So, I decided I was going to prank him a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And we've done this for years because it's kind of a joke. Like, he likes the Jason movies, the Friday the 13th movies.
Yeah.
We would always, like, prank him with those and stuff sometimes on his birthday. And I remember the one time we made him a Jason birthday cake. It was pretty awesome. So I called him, and he answered. And I just immediately just started going, Q-Q. And he's like, hello? Who is this? And I kept going.
What, does he have a landline? How does he not know who it is?
Yeah, it was a landline. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
And he just moved, so he doesn't
know. I know about your brother, landline does definitely sounds like him.
He just moved, and they don't have the caller ID set up quite yet.
Yeah.
And he's just like, who is this? And I kept going for a couple seconds, never said anything. And then finally, he just was like, fuck this, and hung up. So I called back again, and I did it. And he's like, seriously, who is this? So I finally, I'm like, all right, brother, haha, I got you, haha. You know, I didn't really get him, but it was kind of fun to play with him. And then he's like, dude, this is really bad time. I'm like, why? And he's like, well, you know, me and the missus were about to, you know, and I can hear her in the background like giggling. I'm like, oh shit, I just ruined somebody's relationship by playing. The guy in the background of Jason movies.
Yeah, you just did Jason background music and you broke up playtime.
Sorry. Fuck? That's how I roll.
You broke up sexy time.
The sex.
Yeah, that's exactly what you did. You killed the sex.
I'm sorry. there's that. That was pretty inconsiderate of me.
I'll say.
So, have you ever ruined anybody's sex before?
Yeah, every girl I ever had sex with.
Oh, man. Okay.
That was a soft
today's,
pitch.
Today's segment is Brutally Honest.
With Sean and Eric. That's our next new podcast.
That was pretty good.
Podsburg Network. Podsburg.com. Check us out. It's actually just forward straight to In Poor Taste at this point because there's nothing else to see there.
Oh, there will be.
Yeah. Eventually.
Eventually.
Eventually we'll take over the world and buy Time Warner. Shh. Time Warner. That's not a thing.
What you want to do today, Brian?
Time Warner.
Try and take over the world.
Do you know Time was bought by Werner Herzog and they changed it to Time Warner Broadcasting?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Hmm. But it
reminds me of the...
Go on.
It reminds me of the way that nature tries to kill man in every way possible. As soon as you are born, it tries to put you back into the grave immediately. And we must just pave every bit of the forest.
It's pretty bad, Werner.
No, I thought it was pretty good. It was kind of like Arnold.
But it's good because he's supposed to be German, I think.
All right. No, you did a pretty good job. That's why I didn't say anything, because I was kind of like, he's doing good. He's right. He's like, he's got a hang of it. He got a hold of this. Got a hold.
That impersonation was my impersonation of Paul F. Tompkins' impersonation of Werner Herzog.
Oh, I think I heard that a little bit the other day.
I let you listen.
Mm-hmm. It was pretty funny. And I said, I was like, is this guy Russian? You're like, no, that's, what the hell was that? That was, what was his name again?
Oh, Paul F. Tompkins.
Yeah, Paul F. Tompkins. And yeah, it was pretty good. I was like, that's a good accent.
Yeah, because you thought he was actually foreign.
Mm-hmm. I did. You had me convinced.
No, for Paul F. Tompkins had you convinced.
Well, that's what I wasn't. I was saying it to him.
Oh. Shit. Hey,
yeah.
Paul.
Hey, hey.
Oh, shit. Paul F. Tompkins is here, everybody. Do you want to get on the mic? He's shaking his head silently. No.
No.
And he tiptoed out of the room. Well, I guess we'll never see Paul F. Tompkins in this
I was
basement.
Getting my phone out. I was going to snap a photo with him.
I was just thinking how funny it would be to have Paul F. Tompkins in here, because he always wears a three-piece suit and he always looks fantastic. And he's not rich, I don't think, but he's richer than us for sure. And
he's got class, though.
He's classy. He's used to the Comedy Bang Bang setup where he goes to like a professional studio. He would come in here and probably just take a dump on the floor and leave. And that's not even in his bailiwick to take a dump on somebody's floor.
But he would.
It would drive him to that. Poor J-Pro, he generally sleeps down here in the basement, too, and the wife's mad at him.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he kind of lives like a troll.
Yeah, he's got a dog bed over in the corner.
Yep, and he's not even allowed to sleep in it. The dog sleeps in it.
Fuck.
He has to sleep on that pile of crumpled up newspapers over there in the corner, in the other corner.
And what? There's five corners in this room?
Yeah, there's so many corners. Dude, J-Pro, why do you have a pentagonal basement? What the fuck is with this?
That's weird.
It's too many corners, J-Pro. I'm going to have to quit because I only work in rooms with 90-degree angles in the corner. All right? None of this fucking oblique angle bullshit. All right? I'm out of here.
Where are you going?
I'm going to find myself a real room.
A real room.
A rectangular
with pads
room.
On the wall.
Yes. That's where I belong anyway. What are you looking at over there? You're fucking gazing off into the sunset.
Oh, yeah. There's an amazing sunset out back. I just could not get my eyes off of.
It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh my God. It's a quadruple rainbow.
It's a quadruple sunset.
Yeah, quadruple sunset. Yeah. Well, actually...
Was that a fake laugh?
No, it was genuine.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Well, we'll never get any sort of acting awards on this show. I'll tell you that right now.
I thought we were going to get an Oscar for this.
This is bottom barrel acting. What do you got over there? What are you looking at?
Well, the big news story.
Yeah?
Did you hear about the shutdown of I-70 the other day?
I did hear about that, but tell us about it.
Well, I don't know. Maybe the driver of a truck was texting or sexting. Maybe he was adjusting. Maybe he was adjusting his crotch cumber.
And then what happened?
He wrecked the truck and Twizzlers went everywhere.
Twizzlers.
The candy. Nice. Mm. Oh, baby.
Yeah, like, so there were thousands of Twizzlers.
Licorice rope.
All over the... No. If you say licorice, I will come through both of these microphones.
Oh, shit.
I'll go through my microphone.
Sit down.
Go all the way through the recorder.
Jesus Christ.
Across J-Pro's head and like, through the mic, or from his headset, and then... through your microphone and punch you in the fucking face for saying that.
That is a circuitous route.
But it's the most effective.
I allow it.
Twizzlers is not fucking licorice. And if you ever dangle that black death shit in front of me, the same thing. I'm coming through this microphone.
The black death, like the plague?
Yes.
You just called licorice the plague? Well, black licorice is different than licorice. There's red licorice.
When I hear licorice, I automatically assume black licorice.
Well, that's your own mental disorder.
Is that
I don't think anybody else has that problem.
Okay. Well, they do now. They will. They'll develop this problem.
You have PTSD, licorice.
Are you suffering from the troubles?
Do you have troubles distinguishing between licorices?
No, I know what black and red is. Black is the worst.
If the moon was made out of black licorice, would you eat it?
No, I'd blow it up.
That would be disgusting.
Ugh. So, yeah, that was pretty epic. Imagine all of the stoners that slowly made their way to I-70 to clean up the wreckage.
Yeah, they were slowly just crawling around on the ground, mm-hmm. making off with all the fucking licorice.
They're like, hey, we're trying to do a count here. Well, come on, people. And you just hear, whoa, bro, I was here first.
Yeah, you hear.
Hey, man, I'll help you, bro.
Yeah. This will be the quickest cleanup ever. Yo, man,
leave some licorice for me, bro.
Fucking stoners. Anyone that smokes marijuana is not a friend of
mine. Not cool in our books.
Not cool, bruh.
Well, so that was the big...
I'm calling the cops on all of our listeners. I'm dropping the dime.
Oh, fuck, dude. We just lost 190% of our listenership.
Mm-hmm.
We shouldn't have done that.
You're right.
That was in poor taste.
Yeah. I don't think you know what that phrase means.
I do now.
I don't think so.
I'm shaming myself for that.
Oh, man. Well, I mean, anything else over there? What do you got this whole notebook in your...
Yeah, room. I do. I have this giant notebook with one note in it.
Instead of paying attention to the show, you're like reading a fucking book over there.
I am.
What the hell is this?
Quit yelling at me. Okay, so do you remember that JT Pappies?
Yes.
That crazy dude?
Yeah, look it up on Google Images.
Oh, it's hilarious. This guy...
For the listener.
I want to party with him.
Dude, that guy is the hickest motherfucker. In the drawing, he's got his mouth closed, but you can tell he has no teeth.
Describe what it is. What is JT Pappy's?
It was a barbecue sauce, I believe, and it was in a some sort of container jar. What the fuck was it? A jar? And the label has this old redneck hick, and he's just the creepiest looking dude with this creepy smile on his face, and you could tell his entire mouth
kinda
is
looks like,
devoid of teeth.
It kind of looks like he may be related to Beavis.
Or he does look like Beavis's great uncle
who
happened to have been arrested last week for selling his own homemade energy drink with methamphetamine.
Oh, that was him.
Yeah,
okay.
That was him. That guy
makes sense now.
But instead of energy drink, it was barbecue sauce. The barbecue sauce was delicious, but so creepy. Like,
yeah, didn't it have a lightning bolt going into the vat of
I don't remember
whatever
that
he was cooking.
I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, there was like a really bad lightning bolt going into the...
Oh, God, I missed that part.
I think a 6-year-old drew this, actually.
Yeah, it seriously is like... Seriously, like a child drew this picture, and it's such a creepy old...
Really
man.
Good sauce, though. Oh, man.
Yeah.
You put those on the ribs, and you put the sauce on the ribs, and the you lick it off. Yeah, how do you like that?
Yeah, is that what... I don't know what that was. That was almost like...
That was Drunken Joe.
Drunken Joe?
Yeah.
All right.
That was not a big name, terrible comedian.
Okay. Good.
Here's one. Are you ready for this?
Yeah. Hit me.
Okay. So the other day, I was taking a stroll through Facebook, and I tripped on a rock and fell on this post. And it was about these Republicans blaming China for our cold winters, our cold-ass winters.
How are they blaming China?
Well, basically saying that there's so many people, that there's so much pollution, and that's the reason why we have cold winters. And these are the same people that probably say that, guess global warming wasn't a thing.
Yeah. I mean, technically, it's not entirely incorrect, because the pollution, the smoke pollution...
Right.
Actually bounces the light back into space.
But that's just like what I was getting at. It's just like typical fucking American that's just like, well, we may be like a little bit, we may be the cause of this a little tiny bit, but everyone else is doing it way worse than us.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I was saying. Like, it's just like the typical American thinking that they're just like, well, we shouldn't have to change anything because it's their fault.
Yeah, meanwhile, those are all the companies that used to be in America that moved there to make products to send back to America.
Oh, burn.
Yeah, well, it's just...
And that was Stinger.
That was a Stinger by Sean.
Round one, Stinger.
Fight.
Oh. Wait. Remember Kung Fu?
Finish him.
That Nintendo game?
Kung Fu?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one.
It was really hard, but that sound, that it was just over and over. Hut, hut.
Yeah.
Hut, 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 hut.
It was higher pitched than that, too.
Hut,
it was
like, hut, hut, hut.
This is all been audio gold today, folks. You're welcome.
You're welcome. That game was awesome, though. But imagine today's games, like Mortal Kombat or something, with just that sound.
Speaking of Friday the 13th, do you see that Jason's going to be in the next Mortal Kombat?
Are you kidding me?
No. And Jason and Freddy are both going to be in the new Mortal Kombat.
Are you kidding me?
Isn't that fucking badass?
What? Mind blown.
Yeah.
I think I got mind sauce on you again.
Nice.
This is a reoccurring thing.
Salty. Yeah, wow. Remember, Jason Takes Manhattan or whatever? He punched that boxer dude's head off.
And oh, yeah.
Fell into the dumpster.
What number was that?
Is that going to be one of his finishing moves?
That'd be pretty cool.
And then another one where he picks those people up and beats them against a tree. They're in a sleeping bag, and he picks them up and he bangs them against a tree until they're dead.
That would be
another awesome one.
Wouldn't that be awesome if they made the finishing move where he, like, it says, finish him! And then the opponent starts to, like, slowly run and, like, terrible running. And then he stumbles and falls, like, 5 times. And then he can't find his keys. And then he can't get into his car. Or he does get into his car, but it's too late. Jason's already, like, disassembled the motor.
Yeah, and he's just standing there like with a fucking mechanics bill. Like,
yeah, and that's what kills you is the cardiac arrest from the mechanics bill.
It says $3,000 on it.
You're like,
Jason, this is unreasonable rates.
But I never got that part of those movies. It's just when those people fucking trip and fall over and over again.
Yeah.
And then...
Oh, they've got like two left feet.
Yeah, I know. These people are so clumsy.
I know. It's crazy.
I wonder how this happened. Was it like they hired this actor that just like he looked really good and they're like, okay, oh, and he's a good actor, but they never actually like saw him walk or talk or like walk and like basic motor skills. They didn't wait to see his basic motor skills. So when they went to film, he's just like stumbling and falling. They're like, ah, oh, well, we're just going to have to write this in the script. So yeah, we have to write this in.
Yeah. Well, they didn't test his physical skills. They also didn't test his acting skills either, because the acting in those movies is not great.
Hey, that's where Johnny Depp got his first. You know,
that is true.
Time. Yeah,
I'll give you that.
If you guys didn't know this, he's the one who gets sucked into the waterbed.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. But that wasn't Jason. That was Freddy Krueger.
Oh yeah, that's right.
See?
Fuck.
God damn it.
My theory blown.
Well, guess what? We just lost our scary movie license.
No, that's awesome though. I can't wait to play that game.
Yeah, it's going to be sweet. They're making it for PC, so I'm going to get it for my computer once Steam makes it like $10. But you can only... I think it might be part of this like extra pack where you have to pay like $30 for this extra pack of fighters. So that's kind of lame. It's like, hey, pay $60 for the game and then $30 for the rest of the game. It's like, so it's $90.
Because I remember, what game was it that started putting like outside characters in? I think wasn't it Soul Calibur?
Like, I don't remember when it started, but I do remember it happening.
I think it was Soul Calibur.
Wasn't Sonic in that one or some shit? Or am I thinking of
Or
someone
no,
else?
You're, Link. Link was in it.
Oh, nice.
And then Spawn was in it.
Oh, people were talking about they wanted Spawn to be in the new Mortal Kombat. That would be pretty badass.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Spawn was pretty cool in that game.
Hell yeah.
But I guess I'm going to have to go out and buy a gaming system now.
Did you ever play, speaking of a bunch of people fighting, did you ever play Smash Brothers?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, don't you know.
Don't you know? Well, don't you know, they should have fucking Sonic the Hedgehog in that shit. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, yeah, that would be pretty
cool. He would be a cool character to play as in that.
And the two brothers in, what was it?
My Brother and Me.
No. Nickelodeon. Double Dragon. Yeah, that's what it was.
Oh, the two Double Dragon dudes?
Yeah, those guys were badass.
Yeah, that would be sweet.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be awesome. Or, you know, someone from Street Fighter. Like,
or Hadouken! Or Battletoads.
The Battletoads. I don't even know what kind of powers they had. They didn't just, like, jump from platform to platform.
They could jump
and
their tongue. They
could... Oh, right. They use their tongues as weapons.
Yeah.
Or Earthworm Jim would be sweet.
You know they should just do every child, well, every character that, from our childhood.
There should be thousands of characters in Smash Brothers.
Yes.
Basically, a boy and his blob. Oh shit, that would be sweet. Somehow your character was two guys.
Star Fox, dude.
Star Fox is already in it.
Is he?
Yeah, he was in the first one, and everyone since then. No, you want Slippy? What game Slippy the Toad?
I must have been playing the Chinese version.
The Chinese version.
Yeah.
All right. Where it's all Chun-Li.
Yeah.
That's all it is. Just
no, the North Chun-Li Korean version color. Where it's all Kim Jong-un.
Oh my god, that would be amazing.
Super Smash Un.
Super Smash Uns. Kim Jong Smash Brothers.
Oh, fuck yeah.
That would be awesome.
We're getting on this. We better go copyright this right now.
Oh, dude, we better not, because as soon as we do that, we're going to get hacked by the North Korean hackers.
We already did get hacked by the North
Korean. That's true. So we've got nothing to lose.
No, we don't. Fuck them.
Yeah, fuck them. Yeah, fuck you, Kim Jong-un. You heard it here first. Oh, that would be awesome, dude. If he did something and created an international incident for our podcast, do you know how much fucking press that would be?
Oh, yeah.
Everyone on Earth will have heard of us.
Mm-hmm. Everyone.
All right, that's it. Call up Kim Jong. Do you got his...
Let's call him right now.
Can you pass him?
Let's go get a conference call.
Yeah, let's call him
Kim Jong-un.
Let's call him up.
And so I guess we're going to go to a commercial break then?
Yeah, we're going to go to a commercial break. We're going to find Kim Jong-un's number.
Okay. Just wait around, okay? We'll be back.
All right, and we'll tell you what his number is so you can prank call him, too.
Got you good.
With the force of a rolling boulder, we will flatten your investment woes. We will take your money and stuff our pockets to determine whether you receive any return. We are here to get us the most out of your money. Rolling Boulder Investment Advisors. We go out of our way to make it seem like we care about you.
Down at Lester's Used Furniture Emporium, you'll find the perfect used couch with minimal cum crust or fart stains. This week and only, we're running a special on cat piss stained drapes with matching bloodied curtains. We are giving away the store. No, really. We got an eviction notice, and the IRS is here to take me to prison. So come on down to Lester's Used Furniture Emporium to find the perfect used furniture item. My personal belongings are now your conversation piece. That's Lester's Used Furniture Emporium.
Let's go, you're coming with us.
Down on 5th and Center, downtown Pittsburgh.
You're going away for a long time.
People, do you remember them? I remember people. Feelings, do you remember them? I think I bottom of the ceaseless vacuum within. Do what you can to remember how to forget. Top of the inner invisible sea. Say what you must just to make the others believe.
Welcome back to In Poor Taste. Sean is out taking a piss or something, or a dump out back. He has given up using toilets for the new year, so If you ever invite him over to your house, he might shit in your backyard, so just be careful. But don't tell him I said that. What? Hey.
Eric.
Yeah, what's up?
I was just taking a dump in the backyard.
Like usual, or normal now.
I hope you didn't tell the listeners that.
I didn't. I was just telling them how I do laundry, explaining that.
Well, dude, I heard some soft weeping in the bushes. Look who I found.
Is it Bambi?
No, look who I found.
Who is it?
Disheveled, dirty bastard.
Who is...
Oh, is
that Bill Lawyerson?
Let me in here.
Holy sh! Oh, fuck! You stink, Bill.
Yeah, look at it.
Holy sh!
Oh, let me. Can I get over here? Yeah, go ahead.
Fucking
down.
Christ!
Oh, okay.
What is wrong with you, Bill? You have a beard down to your knees.
Yeah.
You have Johnny Appleseed pants.
Well, hello to you too.
You smell fucking horrible, dude.
Well, that's a fine. How do you do?
You look better than you smell.
From a man who put me in this condition?
What do you mean, Bill? What happened?
Yeah, what the hell is that supposed to mean, we put you in this condition? Well, let me explain, okay? Quit cutting me off.
All right, fine.
You know, I'm not in a good place right now, and I have to say it's
I wouldn't say the backyard bushes would be the best place to be, but...
Well, it's the best place I have now, okay? Because my life is in shambles.
Is that what you call home now?
My life is in a fucking state of... disarray, and it's all your fault. You gave me these trains, knowing that I'm a train addict.
Yeah, it was a gift from us.
Yes. Great job.
The IPT team.
What are you going to do next? Go down to an AA meeting and give everybody gifts of bottles of Jack Daniels, you fucking psychopath?
It doesn't sound like a bad idea.
You know I'm a train addict, and you gave me trains, and I spent weeks in my basement playing with trains to the point where my wife left me.
Oh, fuck.
My wife walked out on me. We had a bad enough marriage, and bastards.
Wait, she walked out on you because you were spending too much time with your train?
Yes.
Oh, fuck. I fucked up another life.
Well, yeah, I didn't think of that. What do you mean? What happened? Well, I completely ignored her. I lost my job as I spent weeks not even...
Bill.
...leaving the
basement.
The
whole point of that gift was so you guys would spend more time together.
Well, of course not. My wife hates trains. And so...
Oh.
I...
Maybe we should have done more research.
I spent weeks down in the basement. Didn't even leave to shit. I shat in the basement corner.
Like Sean does sometimes?
Yeah, that's like me. You learned something from us, didn't you, buddy? Oh, fuck you. I mean, really.
That's not normal,
Sean.
This
isn't funny.
Both of you should not shit in the house.
So, anyway, I lost my job, my wife left me, and so I took a small woman's figurine and tied her up and put her on the train tracks, and I called her Samantha after my wife. Yes, that's her name. You son of a bitch, you got it out of me.
What happened to the train?
It hit her in it. She stayed right where she was, and it rolled off the tracks and onto the floor and broke into 100 pieces.
Oh, fuck. Well, you know we don't have enough money to get you another train.
Oh,
but
I have nothing left.
I think...
Even the train left me.
We've been getting sued left and right, and we also need someone to pick up after our trash.
Yeah, we're in bad shape right now.
I guess
not as in bad a shape as I'm doing, you son of a bitch.
How about this?
Whoa, Bill, come on.
Hey, Sean.
You're an asshole.
Sean.
Yeah.
How about, can you come here? Can we have a little one-on-one? Okay.
Yeah, what's up, hey?
Okay, so, I know...
What are you talking about over there?
Bill, just stay over there.
Yeah, come...
Okay, so...
Quick, he's scratching his beard and, like, lice and small bugs are falling out.
I see that.
It's disgusting.
Fuck, dude.
It smells like fucking old moldy newspapers.
And onions. You know how much I hate onions.
That was the part I enjoyed about it.
Oh, fuck.
Onions.
All right, anyway, dude, we could use an attorney for all the shit we've been getting sued for.
And he's an attorney.
Yes.
So we should hire him?
Yes, and just kind of keep an eye on him.
Can we take him out back and spray him down with a hose first?
That's the number one thing. That's the first priority.
Spritz him a little bit with some Febreze.
Yeah. Then
fucking
also he
stinky.
Can... You know all those companies that haven't been paying us for the shitty advertisement? Mm-hmm. He can sue them and we can get money.
Oh, yeah.
We can play their game.
Oh,
or
shit.
They'll play our game.
It'll be perfect, Andrew.
All right. Let's go. Let's go tell them the good
news. What are you guys talking about?
Bill.
Seriously.
Hey,
yes?
We've been talking.
Mm-hmm.
Sean and I have been talking. And we've decided that we would like you to join the IPT team.
What?
Yes.
You want to hire
me? We realize you're going through a tough patch and you could use some support.
As an attorney?
Yeah, as an attorney. You'll get your license back.
Oh my goodness.
We'll clean you up.
Maybe Samantha will come back to me.
Maybe. That's the plan.
This is amazing.
We want to straighten your life out.
Can I borrow your comb?
Well, actually, we have a high-pressured hose out back.
Yeah, it's a power washer.
Mm-hmm. That's what is necessary to get this stink off of
that
you.
That sounds wonderful. Oh, my goodness.
Even the dogs will not approach you because you're that foul. Smelling.
It has been a few days, 1 or 2 days since I showered last.
It's more like a month, dude. You're disgusting.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Fuck you.
Hey, we're going to hire you. You better not say fuck you anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, but you're both still complete assholes. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Well, that's true.
We're not going to deny that.
No, we won't.
Well, okay.
So, what do you say? How about you go out back with...
Okay.
With our IPT technical wash group.
IPT brand power washer, too.
Yeah.
Power washer 5000.
Okay. Yeah, I guess that would be good. I could use a trim on my beard, maybe, as well. Can I borrow your comb to comb out my pews?
You can have my comb, because I don't want it when you're done.
Oh, excellent. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Now, Bill, remember...
Now, listen, that comb is in lieu of your first week's pay.
Though, yeah.
Because that's really the equivalent of all we can pay you, like 5 cents a week.
Well, it's more than I'm making now, I guess.
Yeah, you gotta...
It's a step in the right direction.
Sometimes you gotta take baby steps.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you again. I mean, you did destroy my life, but this is helping. This is helping.
Yes, we'll get you back. We'll get you back on your feet. And,
Okay, well...
Just make sure, though, that if this studio gets any... If I come in here and there's any fucking trash on the floor... Bill, look at me.
Oh, what?
Look at me and look in my eyes.
Okay.
If there is any... If there's one piece of fucking trash on this table when I come in next week, you'll never see a train ever again.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I do have to stay away from the trains. They destroyed my life. I have to... Join
well,
trains
then
anonymous.
Maybe I'll show you a train if I see one piece of trash.
That's the last thing I need. Okay,
yeah,
fine.
So,
fine. You've got it.
All right.
This place will be spotless.
Now get out back.
Yeah.
And,
get the fuck out of my chair and your grimy ass bastard. I'm going to have to wash that. We're going to have to power wash my chair. I don't even know if I want to sit in it anymore.
Dude, you should just burn that chair.
It's really mean the way you're saying that. Okay, well, I'll go.
Yeah,
I'll go out
get
back
a wash,
and
a scrub.
Okay.
Bill, you have to sober up too.
Yeah, what the fuck, man? You're wasted. Oh, God. Okay, I'll be
Jesus,
back.
Bill.
I'm sorry.
Holy shit. All right. Okay.
All right, I'll be waiting out back for the power wash.
Wow, dude.
Yeah.
Hopefully he sues some people for
gross,
us.
Oh, gross, man. My fucking chair stinks.
You should have burned it, like I said. That burning plastic smell would be better than what
it would be a huge
we are
improvement.
Smelling right now.
This is gross. Oh, fuck. Oh, man. So I guess we've got a lawyer now.
Yeah.
That's nice.
High-powered.
Well, high-powered pressure washer. I don't know about
lawyer. Isn't that the brand that they used to hose down the elephants at the zoo? Down at that Pittsburgh Zoo?
Well, the elephant enclosure, yeah. Not the elephants themselves. That would be a little harsh for the elephants.
Really? I thought they could handle that.
No, they can't.
Oh, okay.
You strip their skin off of them.
Oh, so Bill's going to be skinless when he comes in.
Yeah, we're going to fuck him up.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't spray an elephant with that, but I would spray Bill Lawyerson with that hose.
He deserves it for all the shit he put us through.
Yeah, dude. He acts like we fucked his life up any more than he fucked our lives up. I mean, it's pretty much, we're pretty much on level ground now.
Pro quo, I'd say.
Yeah, pro quo. Don't even worry about the quid in that statement, just the pro quo.
Yeah,
part.
That's how I learned it.
Nice.
What is it, quid pro quo?
Yeah. That's it.
My mouth gave up on me.
Yeah, your mouth's on vacation today, I think.
Sir, I don't want to work today. I called off. My mouth is British.
Oh, that's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Your mouth is a British actor playing an American, like everyone on The Walking Dead.
Oh, fuck.
Isn't that weird? Yeah.
That they do that? Like, all of the classic American superheroes, too? Like Thor?
Oh, yeah.
He's Australian or something, that guy that plays?
Yeah, he's foreign, too. I don't know where he's from, though.
And then Superman, he's British.
Really?
Yeah, the new Superman.
I didn't know that part. Oh, like, and the new Spider-Man was British.
Yeah. I think the new Superman might be British.
I think you're bullshitting us.
We'll have to check this out.
All right, yeah, look into that for me.
Okay.
Report back next week.
Oh, next week?
Yeah.
You didn't want me to get on my...
Your magical phone? No.
No.
No, we'll wait for the users. We'll wait for the listeners.
The user out back being power scrubbed.
We'll wait for the listeners to call in and let us know on our super secret 1-800 number line.
Yeah, that's coming out soon.
Yeah.
It might not be a 1-800, but it might be.
Yeah, that does bring up the point. I do have an unused Comcast phone number. And once I figure out what that is, I'll give the number out and you can have listeners call into the show and leave messages and shit. That'll be fun.
Oh, yeah.
And then that'll give us like less time where we'll have to actually like write and like prepare.
Yeah, come on, people. Write the jokes for us.
Right? That's really all I want in life is to have more listeners so that they can write the show for us. That's
nice.
You know, make it a positive feedback loop where the more listeners we get, the more the listeners provide for the show, the less we have to do. And it becomes basically
a
listener.
Come on, let's get this full circle circling.
Exactly. I want to have this.
I'll jerk you off, and then you jerk off the next person, and then eventually they'll come jerk me off.
Yeah, it's a perpetual motion handjob machine.
Yeah, and...
Rube Goldberg mode.
And you can use... One thing I really like while being jerked off by another person is when they use pumice hand soap.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So you can get Danica Patrick handjobs.
Yes, yes. The more callous, the more rough it is.
Yeah.
The more skin I lose, the better.
All right. Yeah. That's the only way you can get off anymore is if you lose a few layers.
I could use some Bonnie 40 grit toilet paper to jerk off into.
Yeah. That sounds delicious and delightful.
Mm.
Wonderful. So what you're saying is, I was thinking about it. If you create a big Rube Goldberg contraption and you use it to jerk off, that's rubing off.
Wow, that might take a while.
Yeah, it does. It takes a long time for the water.
Is that what
to heat
the that's
boiling.
The build up? That's like the foreplay?
Yeah, that is the foreplay.
Like the person loves perpetual motion that much that they is like, Oh my goodness.
Come on, lay that egg, rooster. Lay that again. Roosters don't lay eggs. Yeah, and they become a teapot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tea's done.
Was that the teapot dome scandal? Was somebody was getting head and they sounded like a teapot?
That's a good one.
Thanks.
We'll investigate. We'll get Cronkite down here to.
That was. This has been Political Joke Corner with Sean and Eric.
Speaking of jerking off, I told you off mic earlier that we bought a new couch yesterday.
Oh, yeah. And that's exciting.
Yeah, we're waiting to get it. But while we were there, we were checking out all the other couches and stuff.
You had to stroke one off real quick?
No,
on each one,
they actually have a couch. It comes with all these presets that'll jerk you off.
Nice.
While you watch the football game.
That's awesome.
Yeah, in front of everybody.
Right. Well, hopefully there's a hand for everyone, though. Otherwise, you're just being rude.
And then you just add more to the sour cream dip.
Oh, God, that is delicious.
Uh-huh. Sorry, did I get some on ya?
Hey, come over here with your chips. I'll dip you.
I'll provide you some dip. Just give me two, 3 minutes tops, and I'll have you some fresh, hot dip.
What are you doing in there? Oh, I'm dipping off.
Yeah, dude, this couch literally had, like, you plug your phone into it, and there's all these, like, adjustments and buttons that recline the fucking... sectional for you and shit.
Yeah, they have a. Does it have a airbag system for?
Oh yeah, like.
Yeah, dude. for the
some reason I'm going up and down.
Yeah,
in my
for
chair.
The listener, Eric is moving slowly up and down when he makes those noises. Just so you know.
Yeah.
And it reminds me of like cholos in their cars, like with a couch, because it has the. What do you call that suspension that makes it bounce?
Hydraulics.
Oh yeah,
it's hydraulics. All about baller status. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, so the couch has hydraulics.
You got a hydraulic system on your couch.
Serious sound system.
Mm-hmm. Jerking off, like an arm that comes out and jerks you off.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then
it's got a R2-D2 hologram for you getting Princess Leia head.
Oh, man.
Holo Leia.
You have to pay extra for that feature, though.
That's an HJ, but it's a holo job.
Oh, fuck.
So it's technically
head.
Do
you even feel it?
No, you just have to imagine it the whole
time. Oh, it's like, remember that movie Judge Dredd?
Yes.
In there, didn't they,
I am
like,
the law.
Didn't they have, like, they didn't have sex? They put those helmets on, and they
was
had...
Was that like, Judge Dredd? I thought that was Demolition Man.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry.
God, get
it
your
was
shit
the right actor.
Together. Who?
Wasn't it Sly? Hey, Sly!
I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure it was... Sly was in Judge Dredd and Demolition Man.
I don't think he was.
All right. I'm getting out the super powered.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Welcome to
Googling stuff with Sean and Eric.
It's flooded. Hold on. Come on.
We have a gasoline powered smartphone.
Yeah.
Welcome to Doug Loves Movies with Sean and Eric, where we look up actors from movies and figure out what actors and movies or actresses in movies. Movies and actors. Sean loves candy wrappers.
Oh, yeah. Stallone and Snipes in Demolition Man. And then
Sly Stallone? Is that Sylvester? Or is
yeah,
that his brother?
They call him Sly.
Oh, I thought you were talking about his brother.
No. His brother's like Jonathan or something.
Jonathan Stallone. Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds
yeah.
like it's a very Italian name, Jonathan.
Yeah, so okay, but yeah, in Demolition Man they had those helmet things they wore to mm-hmm. have sex.
Oh yeah.
And
I do remember that part.
Imagine that.
But they stole that from Coneheads.
Well, kinda.
They had those like wreaths
they
put
did.
On their
well,
cones.
Well, the Coneheads put their cones together.
So there was some physical touch.
Yeah.
I still think they stole that idea.
They totally.
Look it up. What year was Coneheads come? Did Coneheads come out? I think Coneheads was what, like early 90s?
Okay.
Well, let's find
Demolition
out.
Demolition Man is 93.
The listener demands to know. Welcome to Movie Info. The new application where you listen to an entire podcast to get to the end.
Oh my God.
Same year?
Same fucking year.
I was going to say that.
Holy shit.
But which one, which month?
I don't know.
Was it the same director and writer?
Okay.
Like, well.
Okay.
Cybersex.
Coneheads was July 23rd. Now let's go back.
Go back in time. What year, though?
93.
Did you say that already?
Yes.
I'm so concerned about this.
Demolition Man came out in October. They did steal it.
Fuckers. I knew it.
We've debunked one of the greatest mysteries in Hollywood history, right. Ladies and gentlemen.
And
this is groundbreaking news.
And that's why you listen to this show. If there's nothing else that you
this just
take
in,
away.
This just in. Demolition Man stole its entire plot from Coneheads.
That's why they snarfle the Garflack in Demolition Man.
Yeah, yeah. Man, I'm glad
snarfle the Garflack!
Oh my God, I can't believe we just debunked this. This is like...
Yep, we blew the fucking lid off
this. This is like getting a picture of a cardboard cutout of Sasquatch in the woods.
And I mean, why else would you tune into this podcast if not for these types of groundbreaking discoveries?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I mean, we can't top that. We just have to kind of call it quits and for another day and, you know...
Wait till Bill hears this news.
Yeah, we're going to have to sue them or what? Well, no, I guess we don't have...
No. But we could, like,
no skin in the
inadvertently
game.
Start a suing war?
Yeah, I mean, I'm game for whatever at this point. So, all right, well, I got to go snarfle some Garflax.
And take a shit in the
yeah, I
got to
finish
backyard.
That shit that
yeah.
I started.
Are you, like, I saw you
I
a little bit ago.
I pinched one off midway.
You kicked, and then you kicked a bunch of dirt up to cover it up like a dog.
Well, or a cat. But yeah, I prefer cat.
Okay.
I had to pinch one. I had to squeeze one off, pinch one off. So part of that that stink was actually me and is me.
Oh.
It wasn't entirely
Bill slipped and fell in it when he was coming in.
Yeah, that and I didn't wipe. I just kind of came
you
in.
You wiped
here.
It. You used Bill's jacket to wipe with.
Well, there's a little turtle head still poking, so I got to
go. Okay, you better go.
Yeah, I got to get out of here.
I'm going to go home and jerk off with pumice soap.
All right, sounds delightful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, you guys, have a good night, have a good week, have a good month, And most important of all, have a good year.
Did you just sign off for the entire year? Now people aren't going to tune back in, dude. I'm pretty sure all of our listeners just unsubscribed.
Okay, rewind. Okay. And most importantly, tune in every fucking week.
That's right. There you go. Much better. All right, guys. End of another episode here at In Poor Taste. Search for us on iTunes. Rate, review, subscribe. Not in that order. Get on Stitcher. Look for
us. Usually it's in no particular order.
You know, check us out on Stitcher. Check us out on Facebook. And yeah, that'll be it.
If you cast, they will pod.
I love you, Conan.
Welcome back, Pittsburgh Talk. I'm Lonnie. This is Donnie.
Lonnie?
Lonnie and Donnie down in the basement.
Are you Lonnie or am I Donnie?
I'm Donnie. This is Lonnie.
Oh, Lonnie. Is it like Lorne?
We're down around downtown.
We're down?
Down around.
I just moved to Pittsburgh.
Going down.
I don't have a Pittsburgh accent.
Nope. Well, welcome to In Poor Taste for another
episode. I'm sorry, I ruined that segment.
No, it's okay. I'm throwing that out. Welcome to In Poor Taste.
You're going
to
cut out the whole
one. Okay, I'm going to get a clean one now.
Rolling Boulder Investment Advisors, Rolling Boulder Investment Advisors!
Eagle Screech.